Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or you're aware of a person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send. Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for listening to The Dawn right here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store. Type in Witness Radio and click on Install to download the Witness Radio app. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms on X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda, and Instagram, witnessradio.org Uganda. For any interactions or comments, you can chat with us via our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or directly calling on +256 414 697 221. Let us have a song called I Love You Africa by Stephen Kekana, and when we return, we shall be looking at the Babukusu tribe in Kwen District that were allegedly evicted by the Uganda Wildlife Authority. My name is Eunice. Once again, good morning.
We'll be right back.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Dear listeners, you are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. My name is Eunice. Good morning. This is The Dawn. However, you can listen to us online every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time, through our website at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. In our program today, we look at Kwen District, where ancestral land has become a battlefield not just of ownership, but of identity, dignity, and survival. Kwen District, a place known for its rich culture and fertile land. But beyond scenery, a silent crisis brews, one of forced evictions, tribal discrimination, and land grabbing. Communities, especially the Babukusu minority, have been pushed off their land they've called home since before Uganda's independence. Evicted by force by the Uganda Wildlife Authority, ignored by authorities, and denied justice on their land. In Kiriki sub-county, over 600 families are now camped in makeshift shelters, having been forcefully evicted from Kukumai, their ancestral home. During the Land Awareness Week 2025, conducted by the Ministry of Lands and Urban Development in partnership with civil society organizations across the 9 districts of Sebei and Bugisu sub-regions, reported land evictions, alleged illegal titling of land, and acts of land grabbing in areas of Kwen, Kapchora, and Bukwa districts. At Kiriki sub-county headquarters, Kwen District, where residents converged for the land awareness campaign, victims of the Kukumai land eviction by the Uganda Wildlife Authority claimed loss of land, gardens, homes, among other property in the alleged brutal eviction conducted in 2014 by security forces led by the Uganda Wildlife Authority. The affected locals are now seeking court redress to stop further evictions, illegal titling, and land grabbing acts. These are voices of people from Kiriki, Kukumai, and Sunde, where entire communities have been evicted, beaten, and ignored. Despite some having documents that prove ownership of land, they have no access to it. Mulongo Juma Habat says he is one of those.
I'm Mulongo Juma Habat. I've gone all the legal process and acquired all the documents to be on my land, but I'm not there. I've been denied that right, that I'm not a Sabine.
You have documents that talk about your land.
Yes, if you want, I can show them.
But you have been denied your land.
The local leaders have completely refused me to settle on my land, including that chairman LC3 himself have come several times. He has refused. It's just the hypocrite there. That one.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying the DC committee, which has listed here, take legal actions, and really all DC leaders, especially the local leaders, be removed from office because they don't know what to do. And one is this one. All Babukusu here, we own land in Kiriki, Sapu country. The leaders of this place have denied us even camping here, nothing. We have gone now, we are settling in Sunded, Sapu County. So the leaders of Sunded have allowed us. But the leaders of Creek have denied us, which means they have interest in our what? Property. And we have got legal documents. We have got legal documents. Legal documents. Legal documents passing various offices. Passing legal. This is declaration from court. I acquired this. My father died in 1962. I had to make minutes and went to court. And I was given letters of what? Administration. After giving me the letters of administration, I settled in my land. These people came and disturbed me. Then I was advised that you go to court and they give them an injunction. I went after acquiring the letters of administration from court. Letters of administration from court. Mm-hmm. I went and filed a petition, civil suit, in court, of which God was on my side. It gave me an injunction. Mm-hmm. An injunction, when I came back here now, I came and showed my leaders of the sub-county, I need protection. They denied that they don't have land. When I went to police, still they denied. Okay. I was beaten. My people were shot with arrows. We have SDS. And when my people again were in the police came and removed them and just dumped them there. Police were supposed to get security. Now where should we go? From there, I've gone up, this is IGP, this is Kampala, gave an order, please resettle that poor man on his property. Still, these implementing officers have deferred not implementing anything. When we go on land, they bring the assassins, begin shooting us with arrows, beating us. What can we do? These are legal steps we have followed.
What do you think it's like that? They hate you for what?
There is nepotism and tribalism. That we are not supposed to own property.
In
Sabina. What is the problem if by then in 2014 my great grandfather was the only one on this hill up with the other person? And if I have got the older, yes. Is that a problem? But the big area I'm capturing is a problem. Was it a problem for my grandfather to capture that big? To occupy and own that big thing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're tuned in to Witness Radio, where truth meets the airwaves. Stay with us for real stories. Witness Radio, your story, your voice.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Mlongo Habat is not alone. He's one of the many from the Babukusu, a minority tribe in Kwen. Despite legal wins, they are denied resettlement by local leaders, some of whom openly reject Nansabini presence. This isn't just about law. It's about identity, about being seen as outsiders in your own ancestral land. Many say it is tribalism in action, weaponized through political offices, security agencies, and even park authorities.
My name is Amhwana Eliud. I come from a minority tribe called Babukusu in Kwen District, Creek Sub-County. This Babukusu community have lived in this region of Sebei for a long time before pre-colonial. It was before Sebei was subdivided from Bugishu District. Most of our cases, when they come and evict us illegally or come and attack us, always call to police to register our cases. But because we are the minority and our children are not easily being in the office, we find our cases are being frustrated by these officers who are in office because they are tribe mates. And we are the minority or Nansabins. So mostly Nansabins with our Babukusu are being frustrated because of not having a representative in those offices, e.g. police post and even in magistrate court.
So what do you want?
So we plead the government that intervene, that our rights as minority, because the question grant us also to have rights as other citizens of Uganda.
Wake up to the stories that matter most. Land, people, and the environment. Tune in to The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning companion, bringing you fresh, reliable news, and insights on land rights and environmental issues from across Africa. From the struggles of farming communities to the victories of climate justice defenders, to the hidden stories of land grabbing, you'll hear it all first thing in the morning. Join us every morning, starting at 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time on Witness Radio for the Dawn. Stay informed, stay inspired, and rise with the truth. The Dawn at Witness Radio, shining a light on land and environment in Africa.
Witness Radio!
Witness Radio!
Witness Radio!
Witness Radio!
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. You are still listening to The Dawn right here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities. Don't forget to download the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store in order for you not to miss out any updates in our program, or by visiting our website at www.witnessradio.org. We are still continuing with the Kukumai tribe, where over 600 families were forcefully evicted off their land by the Uganda Wildlife Authority. After displacement, the people found refuge in Sundet sub-county, welcomed but not home. Since 2014, they have patiently waited for justice. Pleas to the district and government officials have gone unanswered, and now they turn to courts of law. Alex Natembe Aruhanda, the director of the Kukumai Landowners Association, leads the charge.
We agreed to seek for the legal process through the High Court. Through this legal process, we may actually be reinstated or be settled back into our land. We demand it is our land. We don't ask, we don't request. For us, in Kweni district here, we just have one park, and that is Mount Elgon. We don't have two parks. The other side, we know our boundary. Our boundary, which divides us and the Bian Upe, it is Grieg River, which separates eastern Uganda and northern Uganda. That is our point, that is our boundary, and even in the statutory instruments, amendment and the bills was passed and amended. So this is the procedure so far we have done. We are on the legal with the UWA. They just us out of land forcefully like that. Our marriage got drained because of UWA. No place of living because of UWA. Our marriage drained because of UWA. No education because of UWA. No medicine because of UWA. No education because of UWA. When our beloved ones dies, for sure, we lack even where to bury them because of UWA. May this message reach the office that is in concern with such issues. And that is why we have chosen to go by this legal process through the court, that our right may be found there. I remain Natembea Alex Luhanda. I'm the director of Kukumai Landowners on this petition case against the Kukumai. This area you see of Grieg sub-county. Grieg sub-county falls under the former Greater Ngenge sub-county, which commenced from Ngenge to Kapswama, the other side. And all this community remained vacant during the time of the insurgency. So it forced people to flee outside the country and others inside the country for their safety. Thereafter, when the NRM government came into power, under the leadership of His Excellency, our beloved President of the Republic of Uganda, General Kaguta Yoweri Museveni, for sure peace prevailed and people returned back into their ancestral land. All this community you see here, people were displaced because of the insecurity. It is under resettlement committees that these people are now there. These people you see here, they are mixed up. They are Babukusu, those are the marginalized group. Sabins are also there. Except when you move in front there, there are areas where people deny others. So all these people are returnees. And for those who came here earlier, deny even the owners, the indigenous, the origin ones, a bit if they delay to arrive because of the distance or because of others being greater. This is what has amused all these land languages within this lower belt. People that were affected by Ua in Kukumai area, 661 heads of family were affected in Kukumai, which forms about 55 clan members. Total number of people there per household could be 1,000 above or 2,000 above. Those are of Kukumai. But here still, population is increasing. People are developing. Since 2014 to date, we have tried several alternative ways, but all in vain. Like the sub-county to assist us, we found no instant help. We went to the district there. The district formed task force, that the task force to reopen or to confirm the true boundary. That one has lasted since that day up to now. But for us, we know our boundary. If really Ua would knew that Kukumai was in there, whatever, they would use a proper procedure to interpret the what? The boundary. Instead, they evicted us under the pressure of land grabbers. That one is there. And for sure, we suffered for nothing. We received support from the minister one day like this, one time. Imagine, this is the 11th year. Nothing has been added on top of that.
Want to stay informed about land and environmental justice struggles? Tune in to Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
From 1901 to 1968, families lived peacefully. Then came insurgency, rustlers, and displacement. But peace returned in the 1990s. People came back. Homes were rebuilt. Lives restarted. In 2008, the government supported their resettlement, and under Resident District Commissioner Jane Francis Kuka, a land committee was born. Alex Natembea was there as a representative of the Kukumai.
My name's Alex Ruhanda Natembea, a grandson to Natembea Sakwa. I belong to the area of community in the sub-county of Greek. Kukumai land, as it is, it was the land that our grandparents possessed since 1901 to until 1940, middle up to 1968, whereby insurgents became rampant. by cattle rustlers from the Pokot, Karamajong, and the Suk people. For a moment, peace was restored temporarily, and even the government of Uganda, under Karamoja administration, asked the Karamoja to compensate. That was done. Then, in 1962 to 68, as the NRM government came into power, peace was fully restored. There, people started to return into their ancestral land, of which, from 2002, a land resettlement committees was formed. The first land settlement committee was formed by Madame Jane Francis Kuka, the RDC Kapchorwa. That one served from 2008, 2009, 10. In 2011, that committee collapsed and new committee was formed or was reinstated by the RDC Kweni District Joseph Okwakol, in which it composed 5 members to represent the sub-county from every parishes, in which it happens I represented Kukumai as a member and a beneficiary of Kukumai.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
But their peace didn't last. A powerful force stepped in, Uganda Wildlife Authority. They didn't ask, they acted. The people fled to Sundet sub-county, where they were welcomed, but they were not home. Since 2014, they've lived in limbo, forgotten by the district, ignored by the state.
Documents are there, approved, endorsed by the district and the sub-county. After that, we successfully carried out our exercise and we were able to settle people in Kukumai under the leadership of Kasim Chepkongin as the chairman LOCC by then. The government dug for us a very nice power hole, but after a year we left that power hole because of the attack of UWA, that is Uganda World Authority. And whenever we had a meeting, these people used to attend the meeting with us, and she or her never told us that Kukumai is in Pian Upe nor in Karamoja. So those people attacked us, destroyed our properties, demolished everything. They just us out of our land. Then we ran to the next sub-county, that is Sundet sub-county. Actually, those people have good heart. They hosted, received us from that time, 2014, on 12th April, up to date, we are there. We have tried several alternative routes, like the sub-county to help us, but all in vain. We have reached the district that it could support us, settle back, which has also failed to most of the times. Then, as we are there, actually, our people lack all of the basic needs a human being deserves. And we are treated in that campsite at Ngorina in Sundet as a society not living in the modern world of this nation. This message should reach to His Excellency, the President of Uganda, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, for his giving service, but we are not receiving anything. We are not supported, we are denied, our rights are denied, we are not represented.
But who truly benefits from this chaos? In these testimonies, three names came up repeatedly. Chemongez, a powerful military figure accused of grabbing 4,000 acres. Kulanyi John, allegedly mobilizing locals to block Wabukusu returnees. Reverend Josakiti, implicated in land disputes in Nabukutu.
Of recent, Chemongez had grabbed land over 4,000.
Who is Chemongez? You talk about Chemongez.
Chemongez is one of the big men in the army.
Had grabbed how much?
4,000 acres.
4,000?
Yes. Of which the process was taken to the court under mediation. It is said that he has 3,000 is recovered, 1,000 bending. The second one, who has now become a problem and a key tribalizer, this is the one so-called himself Kulanyi John. That one also mobilized people and tell people not to allow Wabukusu or marginalized tribes to enter their land. This one has grabbed a land from the other side, down there, almost 2,000 acres. Then, Reverend Josakiti, that one grabbed our land from Nabukutu down there.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
The people of Kwen are not asking for charity. They are demanding justice. They are demanding their land. They are demanding that tribe must not determine rights. You have been a very good listener from where we started to now that we've come to the end of our show, The Dawn, here at Witness Radio. You can listen to us every weekday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time via our website at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, please reach out to us on our WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765. The number is +256 745 965 765 or by directly calling on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a good day.